Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Sophie and you're listening to No Sophie's Allowed, and this is episode one of Reading My Teenage Diary. I've decided every single Monday is going to be Reading My Diary Day, okay? It's going to be a mess. She's messy, but I was just a loser who had crushes on boys that didn't know I existed. And so we're going to unpack that, try to deal with it a little bit, and hopefully have a giggle in the process. Now, please try to detach me now from this person. I'm not this girl no more. She was different, for sure. Yeah, she was definitely something else. Also, I would love to, in future episodes, read your diary entries as well. So I have an email. It's nosophiesallowed@gmail.com. I'll have it written in the description of this episode. If you want to send me like either photos of your actual diary entries, or you can type it out, or if you didn't keep a diary, but you have a specific memory that you want to detail to me in story format, please do. And then we can have a giggle at your teenage self as well, because I'm not going through this alone. There is absolutely no way I'm going to sit here and act like I was the only teenager this pathetic. Okay. Please do not leave me hanging on this. I need to know that I was not, I probably was the only one, wasn't I? Anyway. So yeah, email nosophiesallowed@gmail.com. Send me your submissions. We'll read them on the podcast, have a giggle together. But without further ado, let's get straight into my teenage diary. So this starts on the 7th of the 4th, 2015. If I do stuff up any words, that's because I'm probably just trying to filter out personal details that I obviously can't read out online. But other than that, I'm reading it verbatim. Exactly what was written here is going on the internet, which is alarming. So let's begin. Well, I suppose I should write about Brad. He's a year 11 from choir, and he sometimes catches my bus. He is so hot, like really hot. He is exactly my type. Ooh, okay. We're learning what 15-year-old Sophie's type was. Let's see how basic I was. Brown hair, tan, tall, perfect smile, amazing laugh. I've got it bad. Oh my God, I want to cry. That makes me cringe so much. Like, I'm feeling my spine just retract on itself, which if you've ever had your spine retract on itself, not a great feeling. Really painful. I've got it bad. Who? Why? I've never spoken to him. Not once. Not one word had we ever exchanged. Oh my God. Okay. Please keep in mind that I wrote this like someone was going to read it one day. Like I thought I was going to be the next Georgia Nicholson and get my diary published. I don't know why I thought that. I don't know why I thought my life was worthy of that. But I suppose in a way, I'm glad I did, because here I am technically publishing it myself. In podcast form. Let's keep going. Going back to this time last year, In term two, we were just starting choir. Obviously, choir boys aren't the most attractive, but Brad is an exception. That is a bold statement I made. It's harsh. They're not the most attractive? How rude. Yeah, they are. Every boy is beautiful in their own way. God, Sophie's so judgmental. Every time I see him, I remember how absolutely amazingly hot he is. Oh my God. There's a lot to unpack in that. But I know that you're, are we on the same page with why I hate that so much? I think we are. Let's continue. But the other day I found out two things that are so awful. One, he is so up himself. Wow. Just completely pull apart his character there. Never spoken to him. Didn't know him. Don't know why I knew that for a fact. And number two, he has a girlfriend. Well, so maybe we'll pack it up then. Maybe we'll not go there. Hey, maybe we'll crush on someone who there is potential to actually date. But okay, I think the thing is, I like having crushes on people that I know there's no chance of me getting with, because then there's no pressure. I'm like, oh no, I can just have a giggle, have fun. But I never have to actually worry about interacting with them, because human connection, it's terrifying. I don't like it. So I've always been that way, actually. I never have crushes on people that there's a potential, because if there is, I get scared. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's not really go into my actual issues now. Maybe we'll save that for a Friday episode where I unpack things. Okay. Now, you think these would completely turn me off him? And trust me, I can't stand people who are up themselves. And of course, I'm not interested in breaking people up, but I guess that for almost a year, I kind of made a personality for him that in my eyes, he's perfect. You're telling me that I'd had a crush on him for a year before this. Soph, what? No, babes. What? So I'm a year into my crush at this point. Oh my God. And I'd still never spoken to him. He was a year older than me as well. So I was in year 10 at this point. Wow. Jeez. Okay. That's commitment, I guess. But like, that is honestly fact that I still do that. I'll create personalities for people. And I'm like, wow, there's no one better. And I was like, yeah, because there is no one like that. They're not real. Like, I feel like I'm not the only one that does that. Surely. I hope not. Because I feel like that's a common thing where like you have a crush on someone and you create who you think they are. And then when you actually talk to them, you're like, oh, this is a letdown. You're not as amazing as I made out you were in my head. Can you go back to being how I thought you were, please? Oh, anyway, every time I see him, I get flustered and all I want is for him to smile at me. I can't even describe how much I like him, but I know it's wrong because he's got a girlfriend. Oh my God. And then I put in brackets, who's an absolute biatch. How did I know? I didn't know her. Oy. Anyway, that's just me. That she wasn't. I'm sure she was lovely. This is just me again being dramatic, being melodramatic because I was a drama student. I was a drama kid. I did drama from year 7 to year 12. Okay? Like, that says all you need to know. But I really can't help the way I feel about him. I feel like I can't even talk to my friends about it anymore. Because they hate him. And I can't talk to my other best friend because she doesn't know who he is and wouldn't understand. Because my best friend at the time wasn't in choir. So she didn't get who I was talking about. Like, she didn't know who he was. Anyway. Okay. Now that you're up to speed and no. Okay. Why did I word it like that? Now that you're up to speed, who? So who? You were writing this to no one. See, that's what I'm saying. When I knew I was writing this for it to be used in some way someday. And I'm using it. So, like, I didn't actually think I would, but, you know, I feel like a lot of people did that. They're like, oh my God, like, I'm back. And it's like, to like, who are you? You're writing to no one in a book. Anyway, keeping up, let's keep going. And you know all about Brad. It won't be confusing when I write about him. And trust me, I will write about him because he's on my mind more often than he should be. But he's just so hot. And I know looks aren't everything, but his smile is enough to make me dizzy. Oh my God, sorry. Just have to take a deep breath there. Ooh, let's do a deep breath together. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, because that hurt my soul. And that has to count for something, right? Ew. Ew, that is so corny. That is so corny. I'm disgusted in myself. His smile is enough to make me dizzy, and that has to count for something, right? No, so if it doesn't, because you didn't get dizzy. You just had low iron that you weren't aware of. I almost fainted once in choir because my iron was so low and nobody knew. I was just like, oh no, it's normal. Everyone gets that. No, Soph, they don't. Anyway, I've officially confused myself. I better get back to babysitting. And then I go, I need the kid to fall asleep before they get back or else I won't look like a good babysitter. Pressure's on. He didn't fall asleep. I'm literally spoiling my own writing, but he didn't. And they came back and they're like, oh, he's not asleep. And I was like, sorry, he didn't. It's not my fault. What do you want me to do? Like, force him? Like, how do you force a child to go to sleep? Anyway, then I write, spoiler alert, he didn't fall asleep, but they didn't care too much. I also got $45 again. So over two nights, I made $90 for playing with a cute little three-year-old. I win. Ha ha. Why did I put a ha ha there? So unnecessary. Just a whole line is just a ha-ha. That's it. Ugh, moving on. Now I'm just chilling watching Modern Family. My final thought about Brad is the fact that I know I can't have him, but I want him. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. No. Okay. Oh, that's hurting me. That line just there ricocheted throughout me and I'm having to take a step back and look out my window, look at the birds in the trees, the leaves floating through the air. We're gonna be fine. Next entry, the 8th of the 4th 2015. It's a Wednesday. Update: Toby on Pretty Little Liars is hot, like unbelievably hot. Jeez. Oh my God. Stop, Soph. Ew. Also, yeah, I'm referring to myself in the third person because, again, I don't identify with this person anymore. I am not this girl. She is separate to me. I am going to continue to refer to her as if she is not just me from 5 years ago, okay? Oh, like, unbelievably hot. Jeez, he was hiding an amazing body under his baggy clothes. Oh my God. And then, for context, there is a shirtless picture of Toby from Pretty Little Liars just stuck in there. Just whoop, just a little bit of glue on the back, stick him in. Oh my God, I didn't even find him attractive. I'm sorry. He's fine, but like I didn't. I don't know why I did that. I think I did it because, again, I wanted to be like the quirky teen. So if you, no, you don't have to pretend, babes. Just stop it. Just stop. Oh my God, I'm staring into his eyes right now, making intense eye contact. I don't like it. We're going to, next page, okay? I finished season one of Pretty Little Liars and suspense, wait, what? I was really confused because I thought I was trying to spell the name Spencer, as in one of the main characters, but no. And the suspense and tension is killing me. I'm in love with this show. My thoughts on the couple so far are Soby. They have the cutest relationship ever. Soby, Soby, Soby. What the hell? And then I've stuck in another picture of a little like compilation of 6 photos of Spencer and Toby's relationship. And now, looking back on Pretty Little Liars, I started watching it a few months ago and I was like, let's rewatch it. I really liked that when I was a teenager. I'm alarmed. I was alarmed. I physically couldn't sit through Aria and Ezra's relationship because it made me so uncomfortable. Because now as an adult, I can see how wrong it was. Like, I knew it wasn't okay for a student-teacher relationship when I was a teenager. But now, but I was in Aria's mindset back then because I was her age. But now I'm in Ezra's age and I'm in his mindset. And I'm like, dude, this is you're so inappropriate. And the things he would say were blatantly just not okay. And like grooming things, it was disgusting. And it made me feel physically ill. So I stopped watching it. But I loved it back in the day. So yay. Okay. And then let's continue. Let's not get into all the drama behind that show. I have my service tomorrow. I am not excited. What I really want to do is start season 2 of Pretty Little Liars. But no, I have to look after old people. How fun. Oh my God. That's so bad. That's so bad. I had to do like, we had to go and do like volunteering and stuff for school. And I did it at a retirement home. It wasn't a retirement home. It was like for old people who actually like needed like medical assistance and stuff to be there constantly. And it genuinely was a very difficult thing to see because it was just these tiny rooms and they just sat there all day. And I didn't like it. I was like, I don't like this. This is making me feel like I'm having an existential crisis about the fact that one day I will be old. And ever since that day, I've decided that no, I don't want to be an old person. I'm cutting it off at 75. Past then, just why? What's the point? If I can't leave my bedroom, I don't want it. Sorry if that's a bit morbid. But it was very confronting having these. And there was this one lady who kept screaming like the whole time and she was just screaming for help, but no one was helping her. And I was like, is someone going to help her? And just all the staff were just ignoring the fact that this old lady was just like calling out for someone to help her. And she just wanted a drink of water, but no one went and got it for her for like an hour. And that was really like, what is happening? So anyway, that was an experience. Okay. Oh, no, this is bad. Okay. There's another boy we're bringing up. So we've got Brad, my main boothang, but now we've got this boy. We're going to call him, at the time, I actually didn't know his name. So we're not going to call him anything right now. He is unnamed. He's anonymous. Okay. There is one other boy. I don't know his name, but he's in year 10 and in choir. The first time I saw him was on music camp. Yep, I went to music camp. It was a whole weekend where we just did music things and we slept over at school. It was exactly what you would imagine, minus the actual saucy time. There was no saucy time. It was just pathetic. Moving on. He's in our boy group, the group of guys who sit with my group on music things. Why did I have to clarify that? Again, why did I have to clarify that? Because if I'm thinking that I'm writing this, I know what our boy group was. Did I think I was going to forget one day? Or again, was I writing it so that I could clarify for everybody else who was apparently reading this? Oh my God, whatever was going through my mind, it was interesting. He's funny and cute. He's not cute. Oh, he's not cute at all. He is not cute. I can literally confirm that. I am so repulsed by this human. I'm sorry. I don't hate him because I don't hate anyone. But, like, we had a few issues and I do not like him. No, we do not get along. We really butt heads. Anyway, on one of our rehearsals, I think, he was looking at me. But let's be honest, he probably wasn't. Because why would a guy be interested in me at all? Oh, Debbie Ryan hair tuck, just for context there. That's what I did. Girly, stop. Stop the self-hate, but also true. But, like, okay, I don't know if any of you guys were on my live stream ages ago where I read out all the messages that I had with this guy. Because then in year 12, this was year 10. Then a few years later in year 12, that's when we had our falling out because this other guy, maybe it was year 11, I'm not sure. Anyway, one of these other guys from our friend group had a crush on me. And I didn't really realize. And then this dude, the one here, Mr. Anonymous, we'll call him Mr. X. Mr. X here decided it was his place to jump in and start like attacking me about why I wasn't telling him, this boy, if I liked him or not. And I was like, hold up, what's going on? And it was just very passive aggressive, his messages, really rude and stuff, and just very condescending to me. And that's why I'm not a huge fan of him, because he felt, we'd like never actually had a proper conversation. It was a nightmare. But unfortunately, at one point, I decided that maybe I should have a crush on him as well. I was trying to keep my options open, guys, okay? I was desperate. I went to an all-girls school. The options were limited, okay? I was clutching at straws. As I said earlier, actually, choir boys aren't the most attractive. Is that a bold statement? Yeah. Am I going to stand by it? Semi. Because there are a few, but a lot of the time, they're like this boy. Just a weirdo, bit of a passive-aggressive POS, you know? Anyway, let's continue. My God, I can't breathe. I'm getting so stressed. Anyway, choir starts for real this term, so we'll see what happens. No, Sophie, we won't. We won't see what happens because nothing happened. Nothing happened. Anyway, I think we will wrap up episode one there. So, how are we feeling? So far, we've got Brad and Mr. X. They're the two boys that we're focusing on in my teenage diary so far. We shall see where that goes. There is a lot of tea in here. Not actually, because I didn't actually ever talk to them. But in my mind, I was falling in love with these boys for no reason because they were not worth the time. Ugh. I hope you enjoyed cringing with me. I'm going to have a lie down after this. I think that's taken a toll on me mentally a little bit. That was a lot to go through. But if you enjoyed, let me know. And please, if you've got your own teenage experiences, teenage crushes, diary entries, anything like that, I want this to be like a little sleepover where we can sit down, we can giggle together. So that's why I want to involve you guys a little bit more and get your entries and your little things that you went through as a teen or are going through as a teen. So yes, the email is nosophiesloud@gmail.com. Email me, let me know, or you can DM me on Instagram as well. It's just nosophiesloud as well, whatever works. I am a bit shocking at checking my DMs though, so email is probably more likely that I'll actually see it and put it on the podcast. But yeah, if DM works better, go for gold, do that as well. But yeah, I will see you guys on Friday for a little chit-chat, and then tune in next Monday for episode 2 of Reading My Teenage Diary. Thanks for listening. Bye.